Blog Talk Radio. God. God is great and greatly to be praised. Good evening and God bless you, saints. We at Rebirth for the King are excited to be a part of another evening of powerful teaching with you. We are truly grateful that you have chosen yet again to spend time with us on this fantastic Friday. And we certainly believe that you're in the right place, with the right people, on the right station, at the right time to hear another anointed broadcast of Rebirth for the King. We want to thank you for coming on the line tonight. We pray that your week has been marvelous and prosperous in the things of God, and that the glory of God has been with you in your going out as well as in your coming in. This program has been anointed by the Spirit of the Living God to prayerfully change your life, redirect your heart, and cause you to have a deeper relationship with Jesus. Good evening, and my name is Pastor Myra Harris, and I'm so happy to be your host this evening. I'm the humble servant of Rebirth Tabernacles of Glory, and we worship and praise the Lord at the Delta Community Center each and every Sunday, located at 2501 Spring Hill Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. Rebirth for the King broadcasts every Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. to discuss topics in the spirit that will help you to begin and or strengthen your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Saints, we're also blessed that every Friday evening we have our awesome anointed apostle Hattie L. Fields of Horns Ablaze Ministries for Christ International from Vineland, New Jersey, to join us. Good evening, apostle, and God bless you for another Friday.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless you, Pastor Harris, and to the saints of God online. Hallelujah. The Spirit and the power of God is surely working on this hour. There's so much that he's saying to his people, his precious little ones, so we're just here to give God all the glory and
Amen.
A happy time in the word of God and the spirit of his power. Pastor Harris?
That's right. Sometimes I just don't have enough time in the day to give God all the glory that he is due, because he's done so many things and been so good to me. Hallelujah. I know that sometimes I catch myself singing like we were singing this evening, Apostle. Hallelujah. That you find that song that kind of gets in your spirit, and it just happens to be the one that touches your heart about your situation, and you can sing yourself right through any problem. Don't you feel that way, Apostle?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
And the move of the hand of God is surely in us in the spirit, because we're not acting in the flesh.
Amen.
The kingdom of God is surely within us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so that takes us right into where we're going tonight. Tonight we shall continue our theme, Not I, But Christ, based upon the book titled Not I, But Christ by Jason R. Henderson. If you have not bought that book or found that book, look on Amazon, hallelujah, and get that book today. Go on Amazon. It's really very inexpensive. And get that book today. It will change your life. And we've been taking it apart topic by topic. And, of course, the Holy Spirit has been leading to even take it beyond the realm of the book. So I'm just blessed by what the program has done with this book on this evening, as well as for all of our shows in the past. And it really starts, and it really originates from this one scripture of Galatians 2 and 20, that it is not I who live, but Christ who now lives in me. And we have been exploring that scripture, taking it apart step by step, rightly dividing that word of truth to see what truth it speaks about us. And we have just been completing a wonderful conversation about either living in the shadow of the word or living in the substance of word. Hallelujah. Which is going to take us into our focus scripture for tonight. You know, when we think about living in the shadow of the word, hallelujah, it means that we're not living in the fullness of the word. But when we're living in the substance of the word, we can taste it because we feel it, it becomes a part of our life. It's a now word, amen. It's a now walk. It's a now movement. Don't you agree, Apostle?
I agree. And the biggest thing about it, when you find it, it's a beautiful thing to find out. If I allow my flesh to be crucified, I will live a life by faith unto the glory of God. And the Son of God that lives in us will be able to reach out and show the love
Amen.
Of God to somebody else, because he gave his life. Now we're giving our life and giving ourselves unto the Lord, that others may see and desire the kingdom of God to live within them. How do we not know that God showed that the glory of God is revealed? Pastor Harris.
Ooh, Amen. Wow. You know, it's so wonderful when we decide to give our life to Christ, hallelujah, that the glory of God can then be revealed through us. Hallelujah. Which takes us to our scripture, that Luke 17, 20 through 21. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 17, 20 through 21. And we started that scripture last week, and it just stayed in my spirit, and I just couldn't get up off of it. Luke chapter 17, verses 20 through 21, and it says, "And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, and neither shall they say, Lo here or lo there. Behold, the kingdom of God is within you." Now, understand that we talked about last week that when Jesus was talking to the Pharisees, he wanted them to know that the evidence of the kingdom of God was not exactly what they were thinking. Hallelujah. Because if you translated the Greek in terms of what it meant about being within you, really what that Greek translation of within you meant was being in the midst. Hallelujah. It wasn't about being in their heart, that you couldn't find them in their heart. Hallelujah. Because the Pharisees' hearts weren't right. Hallelujah. But he was saying that the kingdom of God was in the midst, that God was standing right there in front of them, but they couldn't even see him. Hallelujah. They were still waiting for God to show up. And the Pharisees were still waiting for the kingdom of God to make a grand entrance. But Jesus showed up just like a man, just like them. So sometimes the Lord shows up as the small details. Let me say that one more time. Hallelujah. He doesn't have to make a grand entrance. Hallelujah. But he can show up in the small details. He doesn't need to be flashy to do whatever he needs to do in your life. Because most of the time, Jesus prefers to work behind the scenes and behind the curtain. And when you look up, the stage in your life has already been set for the next performance. And then you can come out like the shining star. But we have to always remember that when you come up out of it, hallelujah, like a shining star, you got to give God the glory for the setup. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our question tonight is going to remain in that understanding about, are you living in the substance or are you living in the shadow? Here's our question tonight, saints. And I really would like everybody to participate. Have you tasted the kingdom of God? Have you tasted the kingdom of God? And if so, how can you tell when Jesus shows up? If you want to respond to that question, which I hope everybody does, hallelujah, just press 1 if you're already on the line. Hallelujah. And if you're on the website and you want to just call in, you dial in at 914-205-5323 and then press 1. Hallelujah. And the question again is, have you tasted the kingdom of God? And if so, how can you tell when Jesus shows up? Amen, Apostle.
You can tell when Jesus show up armed with peace, and you're armed with love, and you're armed with wisdom of knowledge, and you're armed with the spirit of the Lord that says, no matter though they slay me, yet will I trust the Lord, because he's in me, and I must release him to go forth in what is to be done in the kingdom, that his kingdom will be seen in me. The greatest thing of all is that the kingdom of God be seen in us, that where we are and what we speak, hallelujah, we will stand firm knowing that the will of God keeps me standing in his truth in spite of the adversities that come in my life. Pastor Harris?
Amen. Brother Moses wanted to tell us about how Jesus showed up in his life. Amen. Brother Moses, how are you doing this evening?
Amen, Pastor. Apostle. God bless. I'd like to say, the way the Lord showed up in my life brought me a mighty, mighty long way, because I don't know where I would be at if it hadn't been for the Lord. I have seen a lot of incidents that went on in my life, and I know it wasn't nothing but God that brought me out of a lot of things that I was in. And I just thank God for rebirth, type of lack of glory, in my past and my overseas. And that's my testimony.
Hey. Amen. Praise the Lord, Brother Moses. And that's a wonderful testimony. Hallelujah. We can tell when we can see the change in us. Hallelujah. You see, the Pharisees thought that they would know the kingdom of God because it would be something that they could see, amen, on the outside of them, hallelujah. But Jesus said the kingdom of God is not something you see, hallelujah. It's not something that you can say, well, there it is, or there it is. But the kingdom of God must be found in the midst of your life, hallelujah. Jesus must be in the midst of your life. The Pharisees could not look for God in their own sinful hearts. They must learn to look for guidance from Jesus. You want to find kingdom living, you must seek after Jesus and keep his word and keep his works with you always. So how do you stay connected to the kingdom? How do you stay connected to the kingdom? Hallelujah. Press one if you want to answer that question. Amen. Minister Angela, is that you? God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Yes. God bless you too, Pastor and Apostle. Yes, I really thank God for the kingdom of God in my life. And how I stay connected is by through his word and through reading. And connection is through the reading of the word. But in Philippians 4:7, and it says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind through Christ, Jesus Christ. And that's the part that keeps me. It's the peace of God, because when you have peace, no matter what you're facing, no matter what the situation is, the peace of God is what keeps you. It keeps your mind, and then you know that you are in the kingdom of God for his goodness and his joy and his peace. When you can get up in the morning and you know that the Lord is going to be with you no matter what the situation is, when you can go to bed at night and know that I can sleep tonight because I'm in the hands of God. So when I know that the peace of God is within me and it passes all understanding, that's one thing I don't ever want to lose.
Yeah.
My peace in the Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Apostle?
It's a beautiful thing hearing that when you hear and know and walk in the peace of God, because our life again is hid with Christ in God. And ye shall receive power after that, the Holy Ghost. And I hear you talking in the spirit, sister. Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Come upon you, and ye shall be witness. And I hear you there. Unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And that's over in Acts 1:8. And we all know it. And we learn more and more the more we allow the Holy Spirit to lead and be the course of our tongue, the course of our mind, that we will follow the course of the description that God has given us to make us witnesses of him. And that is the bonus part and the great power that God gives us. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. That, you know, being able to be a witness. Amen. That's how you stay connected, when you're able to continuously speak about his goodness and speak about his love and speak about that peace that Minister Angela was telling us about. When you are constantly able to witness, hallelujah, that in the midst of your life, hallelujah, the goodness of God being in the midst of your life. And that can come by multiple ways that she was talking about. Staying in the word, amen. And knowing, Apostle was saying, was one way to stay connected is the witness, hallelujah. And Minister Anderson said another way, amen, is to stay in his word. But another way to stay connected to the kingdom of God is to pray, amen, hallelujah. Pray, communicate, amen, with God. And Matthew 21:22, hallelujah, says, and all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, hallelujah, believing, you shall receive. We underestimate the power of prayer. Jesus asked that we believe. Amen. All we have to do is just believe, hallelujah, number one, that he does exist. Amen. And number two, that he could do what he said he can do. That means that our faith will grant us the power in our prayer. May God, hallelujah, that our faith will grant us the power in our prayer. And sometimes we need to get a prayer through. I know that we have some stuff going on in our life or stuff coming up in our life, and we need to get a prayer through. Hallelujah. Somebody on this line needs to get a prayer through tonight. But you need to believe that Jesus can answer your prayer and that there's nothing too hard for God. Apostle?
That's a good thing. In order to get that prayer through, you've got to have faith in the word of God. You've got to trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not. And he began to say, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation,
yes,
the title deed of the things we what hope for, being the proof of things we do not see. But faith,
yes,
hallelujah, covers it up. And the conviction of their reality begins to say, faith is perceiving as real, is not revealed to the senses. Hebrews 11:1, that's a little translation amplified, but it still lets us know in order to get that prayer to work, we have to have faith in the word of God. And that's what daughter was talking about, that word of God, getting in the word.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory God. Hallelujah. Getting in that word. How many of you have felt the power of Jesus answering your prayer? Hallelujah. Somebody on the line tonight, I know, can tell about having the power and feeling the power where Jesus, he was the one who answered that prayer for you. Hallelujah. It could not have been anybody but Jesus. Somebody has a testimony tonight that they had felt Jesus in the midst. Hallelujah. And how about the fact that you were feeling his presence and you started to put through a prayer, and before you could finish the prayer, you felt that it had been answered. Somebody say, I know, hallelujah, that it is through my prayer, that it ain't because you saw it, it ain't because somebody called you, but you could be putting up a prayer, and before you finish that prayer, the Spirit of God, hallelujah, lets you know that the prayer has already been answered. Hallelujah. Apostle?
For edifying of the body and building it up, and the body to go stronger in the Lord, it is that thing, that very hope, that very prayer, that very praise, and that learning and growing. He said that, talking about over in Acts 2:41-47. You can get hold of that. And we seize the opportunity to witness and move on for the Lord. And the more we reach out for souls, the more he tells us and let us know. Hallelujah. The mighty faith that you have in you is what is turning other lives around and will cause you to grow and will cause you to know that your God, hallelujah, early,
yes,
in the morning as you seek him, early in the morning as you lay before him, like God, you're beginning to realize, Lord, you have a lot in me that I did not even know. How,
yes,
do we know? How can we say it? Except that we use the tools, faith, the word, the praying, praising him, learning of him, growing in him. We cannot ascertain all, but God has given all to you to move in it, use it, and he will increase it. Pastor Harris, much.
Hallelujah, that's right. He will increase it. But again, it comes back to, where do you stand in your believe it? Hallelujah. Where do you stand tonight in your believe it? How do you stay kingdom connected? How do you keep the kingdom of God in the midst of your life? Well, one is prayer. One is believing. Amen. Hallelujah. Another is witnessing. But here's another one. You need to accept the love of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You've got to accept the love of Jesus. That John 14:21 says, whoever really loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and will show my God and reveal and manifest myself to him. God will show you himself, hallelujah, if you really love him, hallelujah, and receive the love from the Father. I want you to know something, that the Lord Lord can show up in your life. If you just need love tonight, hallelujah, don't be shy about having a relationship with the Lord. Don't be shy about loving somebody that you can't see. Hallelujah, don't be shy, hallelujah, about loving somebody that other people hate. But I want you to know something, that you can be confident, hallelujah, that God loves you. Somebody needs to hear that tonight. Be confident in this one thing, that his desire is to bless you. So receive it tonight, that God loves you and he wants to bless you. Now receive it. Hallelujah. How many of you have accepted the love of Jesus in your life? How many of you realize that the kingdom of God, that the love that can come from Jesus, hallelujah, is unconditional, but it is totally intentional. Hallelujah. Apostle, come on, press the one, saint.
That is the victory part, and there's a daily victory provision that the Lord has made and given to us and aimed at the Christian life. Be willing to come to him and let him know, Lord, I love you so much because
yes.
you love me much more with the giving of your life and hallelujah through your life, burial, resurrection, and I have my repentance. I now have life in you, and I now have abundance of knowledge, hallelujah, that I was lost, but now I'm found. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that has saved the wretch like we were. And with it, we realize that we are no longer bound by sin, but the glory of God has saved us and forgiven us. And by faith, we are forgiven to move on according to Colossians 1:14. And we should know this. We have one goal and one goal alone, and that is to please God, and he will bring you to a daily place of victory, V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. Jesus is an example. We're equipped to win. Pastor Harris?
I love the fact that Apostle said, and he will bring you, because he is a great shepherd. He is a mighty shepherd. He is an awesome shepherd. And that is the other way, hallelujah, to remain kingdom connected. Hallelujah, one is through witnessing, one is through prayer, one is by accepting the love of God. Hallelujah, the other one is to be led. Hallelujah, it says here, hallelujah, in Galatians 5:16, so I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the spirits of the flesh. Let me tell you something. We got to have this habit that we need to be cultivated in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So we've got to follow the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. You've got to learn how to follow the Spirit of God. You need to be sensitive to the Spirit, to be led by the Spirit all of the days of your life, so that you won't fall victim to gratifying your flesh. That the only way you can be led by the Spirit is by paying attention to the leading of the Spirit. Hallelujah. That means that it's a still small voice. Hallelujah. If you're looking for it to be a grandiose thing, hallelujah, sometimes it doesn't show up like that. Hallelujah. It said in 1 Kings 19:1-13 that first when he was talking to Elijah, he said, listen, hallelujah, go up to the mountain. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go there before you. Hallelujah. But hallelujah, when he got up there, he felt the wind, and he thought that that was the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, no, I am not in the wind. Hallelujah. And then he felt an earthquake. Hallelujah. And he thought that was the Lord. Hallelujah. But God said, hallelujah, I am not in the earthquake. Hallelujah. And then after that, the earthquake became a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. Hallelujah. He said, you will find me in the little details. Some people are looking for something big, but I'm telling you tonight, the Spirit of the Lord is saying, look for the fine print. That's where you will find him. Sometimes you don't always find him in the big and the bold. Hallelujah. You will find him in the small print. Somebody needs to know tonight that God is not always going to come the way you're expecting him to come. Be ready for him to come a different way this time. Apostle, hallelujah.
Be of holding on. And that's the beauty of knowing that God has already done it. All he asks that whatever you do, come boldly to the throne of grace. Look to him, the author and finisher. He said it. He speaks so wonderfully, Lord. Ooh, who shall separate from the love of God? Hallelujah, that is in Romans 8. You know, who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation, shall your problems, shall distress, shall persecution, shall famine, shall nakedness, shall what? Shall it separate you? No, but knowing this one thing, Nay, and in all these, down in 37, nay, and in all these things, we are, I heard you, Pastor, more than conquerors through Christ that loved us.
Exactly.
That word love again. Love hides a multitude. For you are, we are, as believers, persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, whoa, nor power, nor things present, I got to shut up, nor things to come, nor height, nor
preach.
Pastor, go ahead. Because the Lord is saying, we have experienced enough that if we speak about it, life and death are in the power of the tongue. And if we know that the assurance of what God has done, that Jesus is the way, there's no other way, but yet he lives in you, and we've got to walk in the way of that life that is in Christ. Pastor Harris?
Oh, amen. It kind of reminds me of that song we were singing earlier. You can't make me doubt him. Hallelujah. You can't make me doubt him. Hallelujah. Because I know too much about him. Hallelujah. I want you to know right now that some of us have had some experiences in our life that after you've had that taste of the Lord and that taste was so good, hallelujah, you, without a shadow of a doubt, you knew that you had experienced a visitation from the Lord. Hallelujah. Look for him in the small print. Look for him in the tiniest voice. Hallelujah. He likes to show up in the smallest of details. And I just bless God for this evening. I want somebody to come on and give a testimony of how God showed up big time in the small print. Hallelujah. Do you have a testimony tonight about how God showed up big time in the small print? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. After you've had that experience, hallelujah, can nobody tell you nothing about that experience that you had with your Savior? My God, Apostle.
We are equipped to win from the time we come to the precious Lord God Savior, forgiven of our sins. We are equipped to win. We have an advocate, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he stand there and intercedes. We are equipped to call ourselves winners and champions because our life is hid with Christ in God. There is nothing too hard for the Lord God, Jesus
That's
the Christ.
Right.
It is in you. Hallelujah. If we allow ourselves to be crucified in Christ, nevertheless we live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in you, the intercessor. Pastor Harris, where you at? My God.
I'm in Galatians 2:20 with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, we're getting ready to get hot right here on this line. Hallelujah. It always takes us back to the root. Hallelujah. That it is not I, but it's Christ, hallelujah, who lives in me. And you know what? It seems like, you know, we just was getting ready to get heated up, hallelujah, but it's time to go. And I want to invite you back next Friday. Amen. I had a good time tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come back next week. Hallelujah. Come back with a voice next week. Amen. I thank the saints that came on the line. I just want to bless God because this program was not meant for us to talk the whole time. The Lord laid this format out for you to be a major intricate part. Amen. And I know you like to come on and listen, but the best part is to be able to be in the midst. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Be here in the midst of the kingdom. Amen. Don't sit on the sidelines. Hallelujah. Get in the midst in the name of Jesus. I invite you back next week. I want you to pray about that. Hallelujah. Do I come on the line, amen, to sit in the shadows, or do I come on the line to be a part of the substance? Hallelujah. We will be on the line next Friday at 7:30 as we continue this series. Amen. Apostle, do you have closing comments? Hallelujah.
Well, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. That's it, Pastor Harris. It's the blood and faith in the blood of our Lord and Savior, and it's knowing that he has paid the price, and all we got to do is walk with the price by faith in his word. Pastor Harris, my God, hallelujah.
Amen, and we at Rebirth pray that your weekend will be filled with the Holy Spirit, guiding and directing your pathway to experience the pardon, the power, and the partnership with your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And remember that Rebirth Tabernacles of Glory would like to ask you to join our weekly prayer line every Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. as we lift up each other in prayer. Hallelujah. Bible tells us at James that we need to pray for one another. So please join us and answer. Please join us in calling 712-432-0360. Let me say that one more time. Hallelujah. 712-432-0360. Access code 1069341 pound. Amen. Again, 712-432-0360. Access code 1069341 pound. Amen. And I'd like to thank my listeners. And tonight I just want to invite you to go to our website. Our website is www.rebirthtab. One word, rebirthtab. Amen. Like a T-A-B. Rebirthtab.org. www.rebirthtab.org. And we invite you to come to one of our Sunday morning services at the Delta Community Center, located at 2501 Spring Hill Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. And our service time during this season is at 10 a.m. The Lord promises that you will have an amazing time in the Lord, because you know what we do. We at Rebirth, we believe it ain't no harm. And praise in the Lord's name. God bless you. Have a blessed Jesus' name.